Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. This is Star. Teddy is calling in as we speak. We got a little off on the time management there. It's good to be back. We've missed you guys. Hopefully, you've missed us too. But we want to first of all apologize for kind of going MIA. That was unprofessional of us, and we apologize. We had some life stuff happen and just a bunch of things kind of come up that took us away from being here, and we needed some space to kind of figure those out. We're doing better now, and things seem a little more calm now, so I think we're going to be okay. Just waiting on you. but we hope everybody is doing well. I do want to give a shout out to the kangaroo pill people. We tried that, and we've tried it a couple of times since the original time, and we appreciate it greatly. It was awesome for us. It made me, as a person who doesn't really, for lack of a better term, doesn't really understand my own body very well, it kind of made me a little bit more excited and a little bit more driven to lead the way instead of always being told what to do. So if that's something that you are looking for, I think that you would appreciate it a lot, actually. It lasted forever, the pill, like a couple of days, I would say, afterwards. So kangaroo, awesome. Thank you. Loved it. Oh, there you are.
Hello. How's everyone doing? Yes, the kangaroo pill was a wonderful pill, and it lasted for like 5 or 6 days. And so that was crazy.
Yeah, we really enjoyed it. It was good.
And like she said, I apologize too for going MIA the way we did. Probably should have gave you guys a little more information. We wanted to figure out which direction we wanted to take the show to. And so we kind of took some time to ourselves on that part. But we're back, and I'm glad to have you guys with us. And we're going to take questions mostly because we want to hear from you guys. I know the message boards have been talking about us, and we're actually fine as a couple. I love her still, she loves me still, and we're still Teddy and Star.
We understand why that would be that way. Like, we know what happened, and we understand how it probably looked to the outside world. It really didn't have anything to do with our relationship, but it was just a thing. We just needed some time.
And even that part of life is different for us, like that you guys care that it's that, or anytime there's any breathing going on. Anytime there's any breathing going on between us, like needing some space or anything, that it comes to that as an issue. And so it's like we have never really had that issue and never. I don't have that issue, of course. So for us, it's never been that, or I have to worry about that.
Yeah, between the show and a couple of our friends thinking that that's always where they jump immediately is that something's wrong between us, and it's not. It hasn't ever been that. So.
And one of the stories I read on the message board talks about how great that we are, and nobody can do this right all the time, so I understand the thinking behind that sort of, but we truly are loosely homosexual. Like, it's not a fact, or we're not pretending anything. We really enjoy each other, and appreciate you guys and all that sort of stuff. The kangaroo pill.
Okay.
But the kangaroo pill did, like, as I talk about all the time, put her vagina on level 2 vagina. And the first day that we tried it, she actually wasn't in the mood to be in a specific way. But her vagina kind of said yes no matter what she tried with the pill. So I guess, ladies, if it's a day you're going to be getting it, and you don't want to be getting it, really, might be a good day to take the pill, because you're going to seem super excited anyway. And then it helps. Like, it was enough lubricant to use in any orifices that we wanted to use it in. And I also want to apologize to the app guy. I know that he's probably not listening to the show today, but I actually reneged on something that I told him I would do, and I want to say sorry for that. I apologize. I didn't hold up my end of the bargain, and I should have. The first question is, what have we learned on this break? Which is probably a good question, but a tough one. There you go. I'll go first. I think that we've learned that life just takes its toll on people. I mean, I kind of feel like we're in a car that's getting tilted by rocks. And we just need to stop for a minute and kind of breathe during that session and, like, stop the rocks from hitting us. And life has actually turned for us to where things have been way more positive now than before that moment. There was a time where we were on, like, a streak of snows for everything we tried, and so that makes life really tough. And that is a lot of what the break was. We were just trying to figure out why life was doing it that way, and we needed during that time to come up with different things to get star places or take care of stuff for our own family and things like that. So we just kind of were like recalibrating ourselves to be able to handle life in general.
Yep. And I, to be really honest, I was kind of struggling with, sometimes the show is hard for me. Being really raw with you guys. Sometimes the fact that you guys just want to hear about our sex kind of freaks me out. So I have to, like, kind of wrap my head around the fact that it is helping people and it's not just curiosity or whatever it is.
And it goes into, like we said, like, the fact that you guys even care for us is, like, new. And when we started doing this together, how long ago was that?
A year, almost.
And we had 30,000 people or something, most. And so it kind of blew up really fast. And like, being something that we didn't know would be really quick, and we're thankful for that. But it's a little weird. And, like, we are normal. And so to be kind of like superstars in your guys' mind is a little odd for us, because we are super normal. Like, we do everything as everybody else does.
Like, we put our pants on one leg at a time, just like everybody else.
Well, not me. I'm pretty dope. I can put mine on two at a time, but I understand what you're saying. I've been known to be a little cocky.
All right, Reek. Anyway, So yeah, we're just kind of getting back to life.
Well, there's our first sex question. How much sex did it take to recover from this? You go first.
And I don't know what the answer is to that.
I mean, we get a fair share of it. We're always gonna probably be doing our fair share of it. No, probably do. We're always gonna do our fair share of it. We actually had some storybook sex somewhere in there. I won't give details on it, but like our life kind of at times is like a written out movie. Where it's a comedy romance where everything may go wrong, but then come up roses at some point or something. And even that part of life makes it kind of weird, too, that it does always happen like that. Like, in life, there are a lot of things that say we're meant to be together. And it may be a time in our heads where we're trying to figure out if we are meant to be together, and then when those things point to us being meant to be together each time, it's like a lot in that moment of confusion. So that kind of happens too. And like we, the show kind of blended everything together, like all of our life, and so it was kind of nice just to, like, take a breath and do her on my own and, like, all sorts of things like that. And when I say do her on my own, I mean, like, we're getting paid to go around to different hotels and stuff. And even as great as that is and sounds, I was at a point where I was, like, wanting to just do her every night on my own. More so than being paid for, like, a hotel stay. So now at this point, I would like to get paid again. So if anyone's listening that wants to pay us to go around to a hotel, I'm all game for it. But there are offers that come from the radio show that are, like, crazy and not weird in a bad way, but different for us. Like, who cares that we're having sex in front of you and you? Well, people will pay us $30,000 and $80,000 and things like that, and those type of things make you like really examine who you are and how you want life to be and things like that. I mean, $30,000.
It makes you question a lot of stuff. Like, it makes you question your morals, who you think you are, what you'll do for money. There's a lot of things that affected all of us. And like we said, this all kind of came out of nowhere, and it all came really fast. So it just, we took this mini break for whatever necessary reasons to kind of gather our own heads, because we both had very different visions for what we thought it was.
And mind you, all of this came off of a stroke, so it didn't really
it was just
get
a lot to
chance
it.
To breathe at all. But, I mean, like...
But in all of that, let me just say that we're super grateful. Like, I don't want to sound ungrateful for all of the amazing blessings that have been given to us.
And the money that I'm talking about is life-changing money. Like, it would help us out a lot. We just have to figure where and who we are to make those decisions. And we do, like, talk and tell you guys about all of us. And some of the things you would pay us to come do are things we're probably doing in our bedroom anyway, but some of that stuff to me is super intimate, and I don't want her to... She's a flower that needs to be protected, and so I'm, for the most part, in control of protecting that part of things. So when you ask and there's a no, it's probably me looking out for her. If we get down to it, if I really wanted to do it, I probably could get her to do it. but it's a thing where that's not how we roll, really. If I know that it's not something she really wants or needs to be involved in, I am going to look out for her. Even if it comes down to money or whatever the case is, I think her soul is more valuable and spirit and stuff more valuable than that, and don't want to break it by doing something that we shouldn't be doing. Not saying that any of the things that you're asking or offering is meant to break her spirit. She's a special breed of person, so I need to protect her as such.
That's a nice way of saying I'm a weirdo.
Sure, but my weirdo, and I need to keep it that way. There's certain things that would touch her inside that wouldn't keep her as pure as I like her to be. So some of the things we do together definitely shouldn't be seen elsewhere, because those are things we're doing. I mean, I have 50 naked photos of you. That's what I found out last night. And I wouldn't show those to anybody, so that's the same way with what we're doing, pretty much. Yeah, well, photos and videos. But you get what I'm saying. But that's like our stuff, and I keep that in a safe on my phone rather than my regular pictures. And it is an us thing more so than, I mean, we could be Howard Stern and turn on our video cameras for the show and show you that right now she's naked and I'm naked, but that isn't where we're taking the show as a whole, and we don't want to take the show there as a whole. And yeah, there are times where we may be getting it on the show. I've heard you guys ask if we were having sex during the show. And there may be times where that's happening, but at the same time, it's not for your eyes to see. And I know a lot of people want to join, and that we don't need anyone else to join. We got this. We don't need help. I appreciate all the people that want to help. But this act is best done with the two of us, or the three of us, but we more would be, we wouldn't know what to do with another slinky or another pair of breasts. So we will just keep what we have. A whole bunch of questions about what's going to change on the show.
I don't know that anything's going to change. I think we just needed to talk it through. Like, I think it grew so quickly, and we never really talked about what we wanted it to be, or like what the brand was, or any of that. Like, we never talked about any of those things, so we needed to.
And if we're being honest, Star is different than Teddy. Teddy is just open all the time. And
I am not. At all.
And she feels a certain type of way about sex in general. But speaking of, this is a swing house or in front of me, what I'm saying. But what I was saying to you,
So sorry.
What I'm saying though is that she opens up to you guys on here, but that's not who she is in real life as a whole all the time. I mean, it is who she is, but you get what I'm saying, is that she's not like going around telling about the time I put in her grass out in real life.
No.
And so with that being the case, like
in real life I'm kind of a prude.
Yeah, and so we have to like have the trust that we have. So a lot of the success to this podcast is her trust with me. And so she's talking to me on the phone right now. And that makes it easier for her if it's me and her having a conversation. And so in our minds, we try to keep it in that mindset where me and her are having a conversation. And knowing that 30 million people are listening,
sometimes it just gets too big. Yeah.
It turns it into something different. Now, at the same time, it's just me and her conversation. It's way easier. And those, a lot of times, are nasty. But, like, I take them there for the most part. And then she's not against joining in the nasty, but she...
I joke all the time that I have, like, the mind of a 13-year-old boy. So, like, I say perverse things all the time, but that's not really life.
And just, like, in general, she's naughty when I encourage her to go towards the naughty. She wouldn't know she was this naughty had there not been a teddy. And so that type of trust where you would pretty much let me do anything to your body is the type of trust I'm talking about, to where I don't want to, like, change that. Show-wise, we're not really going to change much.
Right.
We may go down a path where you guys can, I mean, we'll take more of the question about fixing relationships than the sexual stuff. One of our friends was explaining the show to us, and it is kind of what I envision as far as I want the show to open up sex communication between couples. There are people who want to have butt sex right now and don't know how to say, well, they want to have butt sex. Which, for instance, Star, if there was no Teddy, if she wanted to have butt sex, would not have a cool lot ass the first minute she was with about the butt sex. And Star likes some things that I did that she wouldn't have a clue to ask the next person to do. And so maybe if you guys are hearing what I'm doing and you say, you know, I would really like that, you can say that to your spouse or partner and fix your guys' sex life, which is what the show was supposed to be to. I don't really... I don't mind if you're jacking off or fingering yourself to whatever's happening, but the show wasn't meant to be friend or porn. I was going to do porn, I would do it in video because what we do is pretty enticing. That is how I feel. I mean, I just, what are you doing? Okay, hello?
The show won't stop. Yes, that is correct. Click over.
It was the number. The pin.
I'm 2-2. I think so.
I'm sorry, but I did not hear you first. What is the PIN number?
Yep, 3105.
So now, press 1. Since it appears your phone is on my show, we are reaching now.
Hey, I'm back. I'm so sorry.
That
was my phone.
I
totally bumped
that
on my phone.
She has a new phone, so it takes some getting used to.
Sorry, I apologize, everybody.
No, I will say that it's better than an iPhone. So.
It's not.
It's so weird.
Not even close. It's
eyeballs
are terrible.
Okay, so this lady does have a real problem.
Okay.
She
has a girl.
No, that's not the real problem. Her husband will pull back every time she tries to touch his sleep.
Oh.
Don't have that face.
How long has it been?
Don't fret over it. So that happens to me too. I'll be touching Star and go to touch it and she'll pull back on it. So.
That's not awful.
It's been a month.
Are you concerned that there is someone else?
There's definitely other people.
Oh, okay. So you know that there's other people? Is that what she said?
She said there's definitely others.
That's a lot. You answer all formulations.
Well, okay, so when I first start counseling a couple, I tell every couple to have sex 14 times in 2 weeks, and if they won't do it, then they might as well split. So the no-touching thing is weird for me. Even though I told you don't worry, because Star does that sometimes, it actually makes me feel really weird, too, whenever I'm making an advance on her and she's denying me or turning me down or however she wants to say whatever she's doing.
Yeah, but I'm now getting at other places. It's a different thing.
Yeah, but like if we were to survey 800,000 people that are listening, how many are going to buy? I say, hey, I want to eat triple junk. You said, well, here, let me pull this back from your face. How many are going to do that? Like, sensibly. Let's hear that. I've never ran into that, so that makes me feel really weird. I get where you're coming from in that part. But like I said, if he's not going to touch you, it's going to be hard to fix the relationship. Sex isn't everything, but it is a big part of a relationship. And if no one's willing to work on that part, then how do you work on a lot of the other stuff? Usually sex, he gets enjoyment too, and if he's not willing to take that enjoyment from you, then how's he going to work through the hard stuff where he doesn't get any enjoyment? And I'm not the type to normally say, well, you're kind of crap out of luck with all this one. It sounds crap out of luck. I mean...
What has changed?
Did you change jobs? Did you change something physically? Did something change with you? Did something change with him in the last month?
He lost weight.
So, like a significant amount?
That happens a lot.
It does.
90 pounds.
Holy hell, yeah. So I will be honest here. I used to be a whole lot bigger than I am now. And like 120 pounds bigger.
Hold on, before you keep going, they want to know, what do you think I would have done with the bigger you?
Foul thing.
Yes, it would have still been on and popping off.
I was not in a place that I probably would have let you back then. But,
maybe there are rubs that I do to you now that once you get rubbed that way, you would have let me do whatever the hell I want to. And at that point, when I start licking this or that, you would have done what I need to do at that point. That's a real thing.
Okay.
But anyway, so I was huger than I am now. And when I first lost all the weight, I went through a phase where I felt pretty good in my own skin. And I've known a couple of people to have gone through weight loss surgery and lost a bunch of weight or lost a bunch of weight in some sort of manner. And the faster the weight comes off, the faster this kind of hits them. So you... I'm not saying that it's okay that he's, like, out ripping and running, because I don't think that's okay. But you got to give him... He's feeling pretty good in his own skin right now. Like, he's feeling himself a little bit. You may just need to remind him. Did you, like, get it when you when he was big? Were you guys... intimate back then, or is this something that you're just trying to initiate now that he's not so big?
They were.
Okay, well, I would just say you probably need to remind him of what you are and who you are and that you've been there and, you know. Do something exciting. If you lost that much weight?
Yes, I did.
You did, yeah. The stroke, you lost like 90 pounds, 100 pounds. 120 pounds-ish, so we're still here.
Did it affect you?
No. Yeah, but how do you... I don't know that we can say that that was a weight loss.
Oh,
well, there you go. We gained some time. So anyway, I would just try to reinvigorate the whole thing. Like, see what you can conjure up to help him remember, like, why he fell in love with you in the first place.
And it might be in his mind that he feels like he's better than the situation now. That happens.
Yeah, that does a lot, actually. And so this is going to be harsh, so hang with me, because I don't mean it harsh, but... a lot of people that I know, if they lost a bunch of weight, they feel like their partner should probably lose weight with them. And if you've lost a bunch of weight in a big hurry, a lot of times what happens in your brain is that you look around and you see the old you everywhere you look. And if the old you, the old him is who he sees when he looks at you, then that may be part of his standoffishness. So I would just try to be what he needs, talk to him as much as you can. You got to be as open as possible so that you can be together at some point.
The number one question right now
mm-hmm.
is, why are you passing up me? Don't worry.
Sometimes it's just not the right time.
Yep. You know,
I don't really care. I'm telling you
what it is. What is the right time?
Well, like, I'm just saying, we can't be, like, in the middle of the YMCA. And they'll be like, I want some mac and cheese. Not right now. That's really how that goes. But... that's who he is, and that's who I am.
No, that's not what happens.
That's not what happens.
No, I don't expect mac and cheese right in the middle of the YMCA. Now, at the same time, you could take me home, and I could, like, give you mac and cheese. We could get mac and cheese going on. And that's usually what I'm saying.
But at the same time, we are at the YMCA. Or we have 1,000 public, and I say that they probably can figure out places to lick that'll make you feel nice anyway. And so that's what I'm kind of saying in that area. But I understand what you're saying timing wise sometimes, but she has odd timing too. Like, when we say she's not normal, we really mean she's not normal. There are probably a majority of you that in times that I say it to her, if I were saying it to you, you'd probably be down. If there's a bed and two bodies, a lot of you would say yes, and she may, in her head, want to go cook breakfast or whatever the habit is happening. And so, yes, she turned me down to cook breakfast, yes. I think it's meant to be a good turn down, not like me in the moment, but... Yes, it happens. It wasn't always a mean turn down.
No, it's never mean.
Are you that hungry?
Yeah, I'm set.
Let's not go with that.
That's the truth.
That's not what it is. You're not just that hungry to where you don't want to be now.
No, a lot of times it's... What happens is I have like a laundry list of crap in my head that needs to get done. And so a 2-hour hiatus from the laundry list of crap that needs to get done doesn't work out.
He's eating you for 2 hours? Well, I'm not eating that much.
No,
she's not the type to be eating and not get her a little slinky. So that's what she's saying in that part. When your laundry list of stuff not be there in 2 hours.
Listen, people, I get what you're saying. Judge me all you want. This is who I am. There's 4,000 windows open in my brain all the time. So turning off the 4,000 windows to focus on one doesn't happen all the time.
Okay, I think she meant that too, and not the way everyone took it. If we get to that moment, she's saying that she would be focused in that moment, and so that's why she, like, I mean, we don't get to that moment, so that she doesn't spend 2 hours just focused on that moment. If my tongue goes inside of her, yes, she's pretty focused. Yeah, at that point, think that was right.
Sure.
Okay. No, that is one of the things that we were talking about with she's not the same as a lot of people in the sex department. Whereas Tulip, on the other hand, I may say randomly, hey, this is what I want to do. And Tulips will be like, well, here you go, and shove it in my face. But Tulips is also the kind that will finish on my face and get up and then go to breakfast, rather than turning it into 2 hours of whatever we turn into. So it's like a trade-off at the same time. Tulips can, like, nut and run. As a thing, she has been known to do that to me. And so, that's not who Star is. Star is not a nothing runner. Star, we have to work for her nuts. Or her comes, I'm saying. But anyway, let's get off. I wasn't trying to take it down this way. I understand the question, and yes, it takes some getting used to for me too. I don't, if they want to know if it makes me feel like you don't want me, it's not a not want thing. I think that she does want it, She just doesn't want the 2 hours of time that it's going to take up is what I hope is actually being said in that part.
Yeah, no, that's right.
At 2 hours of time of sex. Does the second act take as long?
Sometimes.
If we wanted to lay down and get it all day, we could. Like, I have the slinky they can handle it, and she has the vagina they can handle it. And, wow. Except for those hips. Because we talked about her hips. That is so funny, actually. That's kind of funny. She wants to know if the next person wants to know if her fiance only has sex with her every 2 or 3 days. Should she go through with the wedding? So my first reaction would be no. If you're struggling sexually before you ever get married, you need to have a conversation on what you need. And you guys either need to meet in the middle, or he needs to take care of you, or there needs to be something to where everyone's satisfied sexually. So the Bible says that it is our responsibility to kind of handle our partner's sexual needs and stuff, but if we don't even take it to there, it makes no sense to go into a place where I know I'm not being satisfied.
I guess my question is, how often do you want it if he's giving it to you every other day or whatever?
Nightly.
Okay. Have you asked him, like, why that is only happening every so often?
Yes, and because he said he doesn't want to put that much energy into what he said.
That's a shitty answer.
That is a lot. Well, ask him to eat your cooch every night. See if he can do something every night. And he's not. Like, it doesn't take that much energy to eat cooch. And you're getting served in that situation. So, not fucking sleepy. Like, you shouldn't need to do that because he doesn't want to put that much energy into it. And so, I know
does
I'm
does he have a physically taxing job?
I know I'm the guy, and I did just say that. And all you guys were like, what the hell? With that part of it, but I feel like if I'm too lazy and I just want to lay back and let her suck my slinky, then get you a hoe. Don't get you like a wife or a woman or something. Like, you don't need. I never am just going to lay back and say, fuck this thing, star. And then we're done. Like, that's not ever going to be a thing. Ever since star has met me, sucking my slinky has been an appetizer to what I'm about to do to her. And she, I told her that early on, and it's always been that way. She may suck it at the end and finish everything off, but it's never just what happens. And guys, if you are doing that, that's horrible. Star tells me of this international sign. And I'm very disappointed in the guy behavior in general. Like, that should not be a thing where you just push their head down and they finish you off and you're done. Like we're talking about in general. I'm begging, well, not begging, but asking Star consistently to eat her mac and cheese. She could hit me with the international sign and I would totally be fine with that. She told me why she can't, because getting my face down there means I need to probably put a lot more down there. And so I appreciate that type of honesty, but I am disappointed.